The West Virginia House of Delegates saw a flurry of activity Monday as lawmakers continued to work on a special session on education. Senior reporter Dave Mistich joins us now to break down the latest. Thanks, Dave, for being here.
Good to be here.
So before we get into Monday's action, let's set the stage a little bit. Since the Senate passed a couple of education reform measures 2 weeks ago, there were calls by Democrats to end the special session.
That's right. Of course, the Senate passed Senate Bill 1039. That's known as the Student Success Act. They also passed Senate Bill 1040, which calls for education savings accounts. Both those have been controversial, particularly the Student Success Act, mostly because of the anti-strike provisions that were added to the bill. Of course, there's charter schools. It calls for a teacher pay raise, all sorts of provisions within that bill. But on Monday, Democrats tried but failed to block that bill from being received by the House. They also unsuccessfully tried to adjourn the special session. Here's Delegate Mick Bates speaking on the House floor about frustration that Democrats have had with Senate Republicans and the governor.
Under Senate President Mitch Carmichael's leadership and Governor Jim Justice's lack of it, betterment has become an embarrassment. Because of their actions and inactions, Mr. Speaker, you and this House have an opportunity to show leadership.
But again, Bates and other Democrats were unable to shut things down, so the House gathered into four select committees on education.
And so Democrats were not able to block the Senate's omnibus known as the Student Success Act, but the Republican-led House didn't move on that bill. Instead, they came up with their own plan. Describe what they put together.
Well, these four select committees advanced various bills. I could go through all of them, but, you know, most notably is House Bill 206, which is an altogether new omnibus. It's 144 pages, slightly different from the Senate bill that came over to the House. It calls for 10 charter schools that would begin in 2021 and could only be authorized, that could only be authorized by counties. You know, House Speaker Roger Hanshaw, he explained exactly what the purpose was for this new bill.
I think what the committee wanted to do today was really just sort of set a new tone to just say, listen, we're proceeding forward with a House product. It's important that we let the public understand that, listen, this is a House product, and there's no clearer way to make sure it's a House product than to give it a House number, give it a House name, create a House bill as it leaves here.
Also worth noting is that President Donald Trump chimed in on the special session in education reform here, and his comments have a lot of people talking. Tell us what he said and why it sparked conversation.
Well, the president tweeted yesterday afternoon. He said, "One size doesn't fit all. I support West Virginia schools. Keep up the great work. West Virginia Governor, Big Jim Justice, I am with you." Now, a lot of this is very nebulous. You know, one could try to read into all this. The one size fits all sort of implies some support for school choice options like charter schools and education savings accounts. But the interesting thing is that Governor Jim Justice has clashed with Senate Republicans over charter schools and a few other issues. I spoke to House Speaker Roger Hanshaw. One of the things he mentioned about all this is that he wasn't even sure exactly what the president was trying to get at with this. Of course, Governor Justice chimed in and said that he and President Trump stand firmly together and that they both believe our public schools are doing great work. He says that they'll stand together for the betterment of West Virginia until every stone is turned. So a lot of very vague back and forth between the president and the governor yesterday.
And in closing, let's take a look ahead. The House still has work to do and will be in session today.
That's right. So the House Finance Committee will meet today. They've got a few bills that have been sent to that committee that came out of these select committees yesterday. But the House will gavel in at 1 p.m. This House Bill 206 will be on second reading. I believe in talking to the House Speaker yesterday that the thought is to advance it to third reading with a right to amend Wednesday. So it's looking like the House could finish up this week. Of course, this sets the stage for the Senate to pick up where the House put together this week, which would actually further extend the session even longer because it would require three readings over there in the Senate.
All right, Dave, thanks so much.